Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, this is it, Inconvenient Truth. I'm your host, A.M. Styles, and tonight's topic is Heart of the Matter with Anna Carrillo. But before we get started, you know, I do my normal spiel and, you know, say something that's going on or happening in the world. I do want to send condolences out to Della Reese and her family, which is really my family, too. She passed away last night, so if you all don't remember, she was on the show called Touched by an Angel. Please, you know, keep her and her family in her prayers. So with that being said, welcome to tonight's show, Heart of the Matter. Did you know that a heart attack or stroke can happen to anyone at any age? Many people believe the myth that either affects people that are older or someone that has, that's in their 50s, 60s, never in their teens or in their 20s. Once you have either a heart attack or stroke, how will it affect you and your family? Did you know once you have had either, you are or will be denied insurance or even health insurance because you are now listed as a high risk to have another medical emergency affecting the heart? The new medical standard for being classified as having high blood pressure is now 130 over 80, down from 140 over 90. The change means that 40% of U.S. adults, many of them under the age of 45, now will be considered hypertensive. Under previous guidelines, 32% of U.S. adults had high blood pressure. Our special guest speaker will tell her story along with how she is bringing awareness along with plans to help your family for retirement or planning for the future. Good evening, Anna. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. So you want to tell everyone about your story first?
Yes. About 2 years ago, at the age of 29, I actually had a stroke. So when I had my stroke, I have two kids, a 9 and an 8-year-old. So when that happened, they were 2 years younger. So I believe my daughter was 7 and my son was 7 and my daughter was 6. To go through a horrifying experience when you have little ones like that, it's very traumatic for them. So I took in a lot because I wasn't financially prepared when this happened. And I like the way you were talking about how, you know, a lot of people suffer all these illnesses and they can't understand or, you know, they're in the limbo of their finances. I was just in that same place, and as well, you can understand my situation, Andre. From that, I connected strongly with what I do right now. I believe that everyone should be prepared before, not later. So imagine impacting people's lives before it happens. Imagine impacting someone's life before they get diagnosed with cancer. And so I connected with what I do in this business, which is I help people get protected in case life was to happen in between. And when I talk about life in between, I talk about if life was to happen and you're not prepared. Like, say, for example, life insurance with living benefits. You know, Andre, are you familiar with life insurance?
Yes, I am. Very familiar.
So, very, right? And would you believe that's very important? Okay, so with that aspect, you know, you understand that, hey, you know what, it is important, but not everyone is educated enough about the products that are out there. And that's where I feel that I step in, because there's one thing that you can't help educate someone that doesn't want to be educated. But you can help someone that's open to the possibility of, you know, hey, you know what, if I share my experience and you're open to hear me out, well, then let's communicate. Let's talk about how I can help you in, you know, protecting you and your family. So when my business partner, Twee, which you already know, introduced me to this business, I saw, well, I connected with it right away with the product, Living Benefits. You know, Living Benefits came out in 2007 through National Life Group. And National Life Group, if you guys are not aware, is their headquarters is actually right by the Mary Kay office, which is in Addison. So literally you have a company that's 848, since the year of 1848, been in business, that insured the people from Titanic in your backyard. You know, when you talk about security, Andre, and you talk about, hey, how do I know if this company is going to actually pay me out if life was to happen, if I get a heart attack, if I get a stroke, or if I get cancer, then the company's been around since 1848. Common sense, that bank's been around only for 20, 30 years. Which one would you trust, Andre? Andre.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to mute myself while someone's talking, so that way.
Would you trust the bank, or would you trust a National Life Group, which has been around since 1848?
I would trust someone that's been around for a while, considering some of these banks and how they treat people. I'll risk going with someone that's been around for a while.
Exactly. And so, you know, that product, it had stability and it offered a proper product for what I was looking for. So, I mean, like I said, no one's prepared, Andre. And when I had that stroke, it really made me realize how short life is and how impactful we need to be as human beings. So we just share what we've gone through. Hopefully it helps inspire other people to react, because in reality, people don't do nothing until someone around them actually goes through something critical like I've gone through. Then they start to think about, oh, wait, I need to think about being prepared, right? So, I mean, that's pretty much how I connected, Andre, with what I do.
I wonder if someone messaged me asking me, could you go into a little bit more detail about what exactly happened, what caused your stroke, or if it was, why did it happen, I guess, their true question.
Oh, the stroke?
Yeah.
Okay. I had a stroke because it was categorized as a stroke only because it paralyzed half of my body temporarily. So the reason wasn't because I had a clot artery or anything severe to that category. But since they couldn't categorize it as anything else, it had to go down in the medical records as a stroke. And the way it happened, I was laying on the couch with my daughter, and nerve actually caused my brain to actually go give it, like, the sensors. It caused it to react and paralyze half of my body. So with that being said, I lost my speech for a second. I was, like, in panic. Right? And I think it's the worst feeling ever when you feel trapped within your body and you know there's something wrong and you can't even speak. So my first reaction was to just turn my daughter off push her off the couch to get my husband's attention, which was on the other couch. So when that happened, it was probably the most excruciating minute of my life. It's like, talk about being trapped in your own body and not being able to do anything. I mean, that was excruciating. But, yeah, when I went to the doctor, it was the emergency room. Everything checked out good with my heart. I had two neurologists check me out. I was able to get out of the hospital within a couple of days. And I'm so glad that I didn't have long-term side effects or anything like that, because they really didn't know if I was going to have long-term side effects, because they realized that it wasn't caused by a clogged artery or anything that to that category. So, I mean, that's pretty much how it happens. And it goes to show you that even doctors can also make mistakes. You know, a lot of people think, you know, what if you have a policy with National Life Group, right, and this was to happen? See, I can't even qualify for a life insurance policy because I have to wait 2.5 to 5 years and be completely stable. So that hurt me, not being prepared ahead of time.
Okay, and so what would you suggest people do that are in the same situation or that have been in the same situation as far as preparing for the future after being diagnosed, or they're somewhat stable now, but going forward, what would you suggest they do, or how would you go about handling them and their family to make sure that they're not caught off guard with medical emergencies such as yourself, or, you know, just accidents, period? What would you, how would you go about, educating them on what to do or who to contact?
Well, first of all, you would contact anyone from Premier Financial Alliance. And when you contact someone from Premier Financial Alliance, they're going to sit down with you and they're going to go over a financial analysis, you know, because we're not here to put people in debt. We're not here to actually, add another bill to you. What we do is we try to reallocate money. Maybe you have savings. Maybe you're putting away in a 401k. We teach you how to maximize that through a life insurance product and still being covered for if life was to happen, which is a heart attack, stroke, cancer, et cetera. Disability, you know, you have critical injury, critical illness, riders, terminal illness, you are completely covered. So when the agent sits down with you and actually goes through a financial analysis plan, you actually customize your own plan with the help of the agent. So I think there's more willpower and there's more understanding of how you can use your life insurance while you're still alive, so you won't be caught off guard. And most people in today's society, they have the life insurance all prepared to just pass away, where we come in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've had several conversations with people in the pain community, and their first response is, I can't afford that. And I tell them that $50 a month, I know some people can't afford $50, so what would you tell them about if they come and say that they can't afford even $50 a month? How would you, you know, address that issue so that way they'll know not to be afraid to talk about it?
Right. If they say they can't afford it, if they say, hey, you know what, I can't afford this, and this is where the financial analysis actually takes place, and we help reallocate money. Where can we help you on your budget plan? And we're not there to put you in debt, but honestly, if you see the importance and the value of the product, then there would be no hesitation on being able to afford even a $30 policy or a $50 policy, because a lot of people think, you know, they can't afford a policy. But we have this thing called the Gap Protector Rider, and this Gap Protector Rider allows you to start at a really low premium and increase your death benefit as the years pass without having to take a medical. So your premium would increase little by little by little. And honestly, Andre, when they say they can't afford it with me, and I really check their financial analysis and they really truly can't afford it, what I do is I offer them a business opportunity.
Okay. And how does that help?
When I offer the business opportunity, if they see the value in the product, and when I offer the business opportunity, I guide them to help them expand the word through word of mouth. You know, as you know, word of mouth is probably number one marketing tool out there. So if I say, hey, if you're really serious about, you know, getting a policy and insuring your family, let me help you how you can help other people do the same thing. And at the same time, let me help you make money so that this money you can pay back to offer benefits for your loved ones.
Okay.
And that's how everybody
knows.
That's how
okay. Now, what type of illnesses will not will keep you from getting covered?
What type of businesses?
No, illnesses, you know, if you have cancer
If you have cancer, recently been diagnosed with cancer, been, you know, a severe injury, or, you know, you have surgical or anything major in that category, you have to wait at least 2.5 to 5 years so you can qualify for a policy.
Okay.
Yeah, it varies, Andre. There's a huge list, but the way I see it is it's worth a try to try to get covered.
Okay, and I know you mentioned that the headquarters is located in Addison, Texas. Are there any other locations throughout the U.S. or even, I don't know if you are worldwide or not, but, you know, for different callers, because we are worldwide, so I want to make sure that if there is, if there's options there for them as well, I want to make sure that they know how to get in contact with the agent.
Correct. There actually is another office in Vermont. The office here, you can use this number, 214-733-2075. And the headquarters, the second headquarters for the life insurance side of National Life Group, it's in Vermont. The headquarters here in Addison takes care of the annuity side of the business side.
Okay. Do you all have a website that anyone can, reach out and go, find information on you all? And so, what is it?
Oh, yes. Yes. The website is www.nationallifegroup.com, and you're going to see everything that we offer. And then if you want to get in contact with us, like I said, through Premier Financial Alliance as the agent, you would call 214-733-2075.
Okay. Could you give like an example of one of the products that you have? I know you said that your business partner might be available. Is she available to, give a little more insight on some other stuff that you all might be able to help people with?
Yeah, definitely. We not only offer life insurance, all types of life insurance, we also offer annuities as well. We offer IRAs. Any qualified plan, you also, if you go on the National Life Group website, you'll actually see all the benefits and products that we offer.
Okay. So you said IRAs. Explain to people how an IRA would help them, even if they are diagnosed with an illness that they may feel they can't get covered for life insurance, but how will an IRA actually help them?
So in regards to the Roth IRA, which is almost the same thing as the IRA, the Roth IRA, you actually are only able to put $5,500 into that particular product. Our product, the way I see it, is I've shown the value of both, because right now the IUL Index Universal Life product is more powerful than a Roth IRA, because if you were to get sick, you are not able to access your whole total amount in a Roth IRA. And in IUL, you're able to access large amounts of your money. Not only are you allowed to access more money because you're using your life insurance as collateral, but you're also able to put in more money to save for retirement. So your retirement grows way faster. I believe a Roth IRA has a limit of $5,200. And in the life insurance side, depending on how big your life insurance policy is, you're able to dump in more money for retirement to receive it tax-free.
Okay, I heard you mention IUL. Could you explain what that is so people will understand?
Right. Index Universal Life Policy is what we focus on right now, is because, one, it covers you for life insurance. It covers you for retirement, growing your retirement through the S&P 500. And if you guys aren't aware about the S&P 500, the S&P 500 are the top 500 companies nationwide. And then, so your money, as long as the S&P 500 is doing well, which is like Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson, Best Buy, Walmart, Target, as long as they're doing well, your money is growing. And in the past 15 years, our policy through the Index Universal Life has been growing at an interest of 7 to 8%. So you're talking about the money that you're paying for this life insurance product is doubling in 10 to 11 years. Not only that, but in this Index Universal Life policy, you have disability. Say, for example, you can't perform any of the two activities of daily living, you're able to access your life insurance while you're still alive. So you're able to access anywhere from 1% to 2% of your life insurance. So that'll cover your monthly bills while you're in the hospital. And not only that, you got accelerated benefit riders. So the accelerated benefit riders, you have terminal illness, you have critical illness, you have critical injury, and you have chronic, so through the disability side. So, I mean, it covers you for all those things. And in reality, you want to see, you want to be covered because you don't know what's going to happen, and it's better to be prepared than not prepared.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So that's
and
why
let's
I
say that. Okay. Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, I was just saying, Andre, that's why I feel an IUL can protect anyone nowadays. It's like it's not just serving you for one product. It's serving you all around. So if you were to die too soon, live too long, or, you know, become ill or anything like that, you're covered.
Okay. And do these policies offer cover children?
Yes, they do. So, on the children aspect, a lot of people invest in policies that are losing money. It's like you're gambling your money in the stock market. I'm not going to throw any products out there, but there are products that, you know, you're just putting money in and you're losing money. You're losing money with the hope that one day the stock market's going to be great the moment they graduate from college. Well, that's great if you know how it's going to turn out. But if you don't know how it's going to turn out, and you're like me, you know, hey, I want to be a little bit more precautious with my kids' money, then an IUL works in your favor. The reason why is because not only are they covered for all the benefits that I discussed earlier, but their money is still growing, and the client has access to 90% of the cash value accumulation. So 90% of the cash value accumulation, and you're covered for if life was to happen in between. So say, for example, your son or your daughter turns 18. You can customize your plan to have the amount of money that you want in there by the time the child turns 18. And you have access as the parent. If they decide to go to college, great. If you want to buy them a car, great. If you don't want to buy them a car, you decide to just keep the money in there, you know, to help them grow for their retirement, you can do that as well. You have so many more options. And I think as parents and the way today's society is, you really want to have options to your money. The more options you have, the better decisions you're able to make.
Okay. For those that are listening in the chat room, if you have any questions, you can go ahead and type it, and I'll ask Anna. Or if you want to call in, the number is 646-716-9186. Once again, the number is 646-716-9186. When you call in, press the number 1 key, and I'll open up your mic so that way you can go ahead and ask your question to Anna or her partner. She's is Twee there next to you, or is she listening in?
Twee is not next to me. I have Mercedes Cruz on the line here with me. And, Andre,
okay.
With your permission, I wanted to talk about, you know, how not only is, you know, for those people that say, hey, I can't afford life insurance, or hey, you know what, maybe I never thought about doing life insurance, selling life insurance for a living or anything like that, but I want Mercedes Street to actually explain how she got in the business and how she's expanding to the life insurance side. She is actually from San Jose, California, and is expanding in San Jose, but we joined pretty much the business about 2 years, and our business has been growing because we have been empowering other people, you know, from, you know, someone believing that they can't regain their dignity to help expand and show their leadership that they can take care of their family, to having someone that's making a lot of money, make more money by empowering others in San Jose. We're talking about Miss Nina Lowe. So, you know, you have different aspects. You have different spectrums of people that can get into this insurance industry and be successful by being genuine, by being themselves. And there's one person that I know that's very genuine is Mercedes Cruz. So, Mercedes, please share your crusade.
Hi, Anna. Hi, Andre. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you again for, you know, even allowing me to be on this call. Andre, I haven't met you personally, but Anna has talked a lot about you. And I'm excited to be here and just share kind of what we're doing that's changing our community. I got into this business about 2 years ago, and what resonated with me was more the opportunity. You know, our product, I believe, sells itself. You can tell by what Anna explained and how we can help people in the event of an illness, in the event of the what-ifs in life. But when I joined this business, prior to that, I was actually in a corporate job. I was working for Tesla Motors for 2.5 years as a training coordinator. And when I turned 25, I asked myself, you know, what do I see myself doing the next 30, 40, 50 years? And I've always known in my heart that I was going to do something that really, really changed the world, where I could really touch people. And that's why I took a big risk, and I actually quit my full-time job within 5 months of doing this. And a lot of what enabled me to do that is because of what we do. You're talking about helping a $20 trillion market that is up for grabs today. Out of 900-plus insurance companies out there, only 6 carry these living benefits. And Premier Financial Alliance carries all 6 companies that do this. But we specialize with the creators of the Living Benefits Crusade, which is National Life Group. So, you know, I joined at the right time, and a lot of what I love is I've joined with the right people, people who definitely can help elevate your thinking, elevate your mindset. You're just involved in a culture that you have the support, but most importantly, people who believe in you, and that's what I was missing from a corporate environment. You know, working in manufacturing, you're so stuck on numbers and transactions, and I wanted to be involved in an industry that was more relational, where I could really touch people's hearts. And that's what you get with what we do. Now, you know, me and Anna, we are the top trainers within our organization. So we get the blessing of actually mentoring people through the business and just changing people's lives by offering them an opportunity. And that's, you know, that's my story.
Okay. So, everyone, I know this is generally not the normal flow of the show, but based upon what I've been seeing and reading, how society, or I say how life is treating a lot of people, we all need to be prepared for anything that happens. I mean, before my accident, yes, I invested. I had what I call cushion money, so that way if I was down or out, then you know, I'm taken care of. I see too often, or hear too often, that a lot of people in the paying community, they don't know how to, or they don't have that access. And I felt that, you know what, it's as part of me giving back or providing, you know, different type of solutions for others, is like today, I felt it was very important that we do touch on the heart of the matter, and that is retirement or having money in case of an emergency, because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, I've had family members that passed away and took several weeks before we could even do a funeral or a burial because the money wasn't there. And I hate for people to actually be in that type of situation, because then it becomes a stressor for everybody in the family. No one's happy, and you feel like you're disrespecting those that have passed away, or even if you have a parent that you need to put into a nursing home, taking part in these type of financial planning topics is one of the ways to go. For those that are calling in, if you press 1 on your phone, to let me know that you want to talk, or if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to open up your line. But I'm going ahead and let both Mercedes and Anna continue. Hello, ladies?
Yes, we're still here, Andre.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay, so let's say that someone is, a lot of people don't really understand finances to the point to where they may be scared to, wait a minute before I continue, let's go ahead and, hello caller, you're on the air, who are we speaking with? Caller, last four digits, 1237. Are your phone?
Hello? Hey, Andre, it's Twee. How are you?
Oh, hey, Twee. I'm good, yourself. Fine.
Hey, I'm
great.
So glad
now
that...
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm so glad that you have both Anna and Mercedes on the phone call. We've actually all been in the business for a couple of years now, so when... You know, we're out, and I thank God every day for these two ladies, because I just heard Mercedes talk about culture, and Anna is very passionate about the product. That's how I know that there's such a great team within Delta, because it's not all about the money. It really is sitting down with clients and getting down to their true why of why they would want life insurance even. So, you know, and excuse my voice, I just came back from a trip with my family out in Oklahoma, but you guys, anyone that's listening out in the internet world worldwide, please ask any questions that you have about life insurance, because there are a lot of, like the title of your show today, Inconvenient Truths. Some have gone through something really bad, but they can't let go of their previous experiences with life insurance to get updated with the new. So if you, I invite any caller, if you've gone through anything with life insurance that is bad and need some explaining, but there's clarity, please be calling and ask.
And what you you brought the next question that I want to ask you all about, how do you how often should you check your life insurance policy or your retirement account? How often would you suggest you would do that to ensure that they're on the right path, or if something has changed, how often would you suggest that they, you know, speak to someone about their insurance or their financial well-being, I should say?
Okay, so if you have a policy, I would suggest you get in touch with your agent every year, because every year you're allowed to make changes. So a lot of people don't realize that in the life insurance realm, life insurance really acts like a cell phone. Changing. So if your agent is not keeping you up to date with what kind of benefits you could be having for the same price that you're already paying, you're losing out majorly. So that's why every year you should get in contact with your agent. That way you can see how your money's growing and if there's any other product that might serve you better within their agency. So yeah, every year.
Okay.
And if I can add on to that, life insurance is very similar to all your other insurances as well. Yes, you can always rely on your agent to do right by you, but it's also a 50-50. The customer or client should also be on top of their things. You know, if there is a change in the family, let's say there's a child that's born, you know, you got to let us know. That way we can provide you with a new financial analysis of what type of coverage you'll need.
Okay, you beat me to my next question. So, yes, the next question was, is it similar to health insurance or something like that? Because I know a lot of people may not know or understand the difference or what it really entails. So I want to make sure that all the listeners are well-informed so that way they'll know exactly what to do, who to call. Hopefully they'll call you all, but... But, yes, what would you suggest for people to do, if something in their life has changed or their agent hasn't really been in contact with them about new changes to their, that's out there or what they might be, they might have new things that can help them out? I mean, what would you suggest?
Can you repeat the question, Andre?
what would you suggest for people that they do have a life insurance policy, but they haven't really checked it in a while, and let's say that their agent has gone? I've had people I've experienced where I had an agent and he retired or quit the business and I was left standing. So what would you suggest for people like that?
Okay, on your policy, you'll have a number at the very beginning in one of the, in your main binder, your insurance binder. So there's going to be a 1-800 number, and that line should always direct you to an agent. So once you call that number, you should be in contact with someone that can actually help you with your policy. I've had certain situations where the company has not been around when I'm trying to do an upgrade. So it's hard to get the information, but they always give you a link to connect you with the current information of who has your information at the moment. So, yeah, the client would never be without knowing where their money is or who is holding their benefits.
Okay. Do you all offer anything kind of like what Aflac does, you know, in case you get injured or whatever? Then let's say someone does get injured and they're – seriously, and do they contact? I mean, how do they go about contacting, or how soon should they contact? I guess a rep about an accident, or that they've lost a limb. God forbid anything like that. But
as soon as possible, because I believe it takes about anywhere you can expedite the process. So the sooner you call, the better we're able to assist you. You said Aflac, right?
Yes.
Okay, so in regards to Aflac, we're completely different. And I'm glad that you brought up Aflac because I wanted to share this before. As opposed to Aflac, how our product compares to Aflac is that Aflac sells everything separately. So when you're paying for everything separately, they raise the prices. So here at National Life Group, you actually have all in one product. Remember I told you about the importance of having all those benefits in one product through an IUL? That's the power of our product, is instead of going, you know, separate, let me get disability. Okay, let me get in case terminal illness happens. Okay, let me add on accidental death. So all those are charged separately. When you instantly get an IUL, all those riders are added on at no additional cost.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting, huh? But yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Different product from Aflac. It just, that's the difference between us and Aflac, which is good to know. So there's only one company you got to call, one direct line, so that helps the process.
Anything else you ladies would like to share to kind of educate the callers or listeners more so, because they're just sitting there, and I can tell that they're paying attention because chat room has quite a few people in there. So I know they're taking notes about what you're talking about and everything else. So what else would you like for them to know or to help them better understand the whole process and everything that is available to them?
I mean, just start preparing for if life was to happen in between, and know that the overall goal is not to prepare you for if life was to happen in between, but to actually help you on your retirement at the same time. Most people get into, like, you know, 401ks or anything that's taxed at the very end. And when you have a tax-free product that can help you retire comfortably and protect you in life, I think it's more powerful, but a lot of people don't understand that this product exists. And sometimes they say it's too good to be true. It's not too good to be true. It's out there, but people aren't aware that it's out there for them. They're not aware that they could afford it. So that's why I love what I do. I love working with the people that I work with because they actually truly empower. They're not worried about your money. They're not worried about the commission. They're worried about how can I protect you and serve you and your family the right way. So if life was to happen in between, if you were to retire, I want to make sure I am taking care of you completely. So, I mean, just get in contact with somebody that is very genuine. I mean, if it's not with us, get in contact with someone else because I believe having protection is very important. Don't wait to the last minute because the people that are going to suffer are going to be you or your loved ones. Regardless, you want to avoid the pain of having to actually be in a financial burden. I mean, that's what I would want you guys to take from this, you know, this session. And Mercedes, do you want to say anything?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to add to that, like, you know, I joined this business when I was 25. A lot of people, especially millennials, are not educated about this stuff in school. And even when I shared this product with my grandparents and my parents, they were surprised that something like this was around. And that's the thing, is no one is educating you on how to deal with your finances, how to prepare for the future. And that's why I love what we do, because, you know, our product is not what we sell. Our product is the people we serve. And there's so many people out there that can truly benefit of being protected. And, you know, all it takes is just talking to someone who knows the information. That's where we hope to come in, and we hope to serve as many people with this product and what we know.
Okay. One of the things that I know is very, that generally happens in the paying community, is that they start questioning, okay, I guess my question is, or their question really is, do you have a lot of people that live with some type of chronic pain, but that's not quite cancerous, but, you know, that they live with something maybe like minor disease, which you all, we've talked about. Have you come across anyone that has some type of chronic illness besides cancer or MS that you all have been able to help?
Yes.
Or directly to the right?
Yes. The way it would go, if someone actually has like a chronic pain illness or anything of that category, you can still qualify for the life insurance if it's been completely stable. The reason why is you probably won't qualify for all the rider, but it doesn't mean that you can't get covered for the life insurance part, or the, you know, because a lot of people think, oh, because I have this chronic, or I'm not going to actually go through with it. That's why I always tell people, at least give it a try, see if you get approved. There's nothing, no harm done with seeing if you can actually get approved through an insurance company. The ultimate decision is up to you. They'll offer you a plan, and you can choose to accept it or not to accept it.
Yes, I can vouch for that one. I actually was able to get a 65-year-old gentleman insured, and he had diabetes for quite some time. So it's just a matter, it's a no if you don't ask, that's for sure. But at least if we can submit the application and let the life insurance company complete the underwriting, then we can actually give you an actual number of what type of coverage that person can have.
Oh, good, because my next question is, like, what's one had diabetes, or I can't think of the other one, Lyme disease, or high blood pressure, which everybody in America now has. So if you have high blood pressure, what would you tell someone?
To continue to apply, because if you have high blood pressure and it's controlled, or even if it's just not too overboard, then they're still able to insure you as long as you're taking medication for it.
Okay. Okay. I had a brain fog for a moment. There was another question along the same line. The process of, I know you have to sit down and go over everything, but are there some things that people, well, not some people, do you have to do like a medical exam test? I mean, some life insurance or, most life insurance wants you to go through and do a health exam with a blood, urine, the whole nine, whole workup. Is that required through your company as well?
Actually, it is only with $1 million life insurance policies. So if you get a policy under $1 million, your death benefit under $1 million, you are not required to take a medical exam. They do get into your medical background for any type of policy, but not a medical exam unless you got $1 million policy and up.
Okay.
It recently changed, Andre. A lot of companies out there are still doing the medical exam for $250,000 life insurance policies.
I know that's all I'm trying. That's all I'm asking, so people will know that how it changes mm-hmm. from year to year. I want them to know that you don't have to go out and get the medical exam. I know I can say it all day, but because I'm not in the industry, it sounds better if someone that is actually in the insurance industry that can actually say, hey, you don't have to do this. You don't need that $1 million policy and to break yourself.
Right.
But there's other policies that are out there that can be beneficial for you and your family. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted you all to be part of the show, because, like I said, I see too many people, and or you even see on social media people doing these GoFundMe accounts to pay for medical expenses or different things. But I wanted people to know that there's help out there, and you all are able to provide it.
Right.
And
yes, there is.
So tell us the different dollar amounts. I know it's based upon a lot of numbers, but just in general, how would you, I mean, what are different, I guess, policy limits, like $250,
$500, $750? Oh, see, our product, when we actually we do a financial analysis, so we literally customize a plan for you. It's not like when you walk into, like, a State Farm, they have plan A, B, C, or D, or, you know, it's not like when you go for auto insurance or anything like that. We have to actually sit down, customize a plan for you, and take it from there. So the prices, like you said, the premiums vary. You tell me what I'm working with, and I'll customize a plan for you. But to be realistic, I have had plans to be like, I had $50 plans, $30 plans for children, and then I have like adult plans between I want to say the highest plan that I have opened has been, I believe, $1,900 a month, monthly premium. But this is someone that was in the business realm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And speaking of businesses, I know a lot of businesses offer, you know, that life insurance policy or term life. Different businesses offer different things. What sets you apart from, let's say, an employer's life insurance compared to yours? Let's say that there's a house. Go ahead.
So on that note, why you don't even compete with people that have life insurance through work is because that life insurance usually tends to be cheap, and it tends to be like a term life insurance, meaning that you only use it when you pass away, right? So in insurance, you actually buy insurance with your age and your health. So say, for example, this client goes to work for Tesla, right? 30 years, right? They're about 60 years old. So by the time they turn 60, they're going to come out. If they don't transfer their life insurance in 31 days, guess what happens? They're going to be rated at the age of 60 to get life insurance. So when you're rated at the age of 60, your life insurance cost is going to be way more expensive than if you were to actually get a life insurance through outside your job. That way you lock in the rates at a younger age. So I suggest you lock in the rates outside your job. That way you don't have to worry about you switching jobs. It's with you. You own it. So.
Okay. For those that are calling in, if you would like to speak, if you press the number 1 on your phone, I'll be more than happy to open up your lines. So that way you can ask questions or give comments, criticisms. But if not, we're going to continue. You said term life insurance. Please explain to people the difference in the types of life insurance so that way they get an understanding about, you know, the whole picture. Between term, whole life, you know.
Got you. Okay, so on the term life insurance, you're talking about you're just buying insurance for you're renting your policy for a certain amount of time. Say, for example, I want to buy a 20-year term life insurance. Yes, it's going to be cheaper, and it's going to be cheaper, but when your 20-year life insurance expires and nothing happens in between, then guess what happens? Your life insurance premium is going to spike up. And when it spikes up, most people don't even get insurance anymore. So when you no longer get insurance, guess what? You're already 20 years older. So when you try to get another life insurance product, you're going to be rated at an older age. So another thing that term insurance doesn't have is that it doesn't have any cash value accumulation. All I do in term only if I need to do term because I like to protect my clients through an IUL. But term is there. It's optional for people that want to pay under $30 or stay in a budget to continue getting covered, you know. And one thing that sets us apart from other insurance companies is that our term life insurance product has the full living benefit rider, meaning it has the terminal illness. You're able to access your life insurance while you're still alive, not just when you pass away. If you, like I said, if you get critical illness, you get a critical injury, you're able to use your life insurance while you're still alive. That's the power behind our term insurance compared to other policies that cover that also do term policies. So, I mean, like I said, it's either you want cash value or it's just pure death benefit. There's no retirement aspect to it. Do an option, though, for those that want it.
All right. Could you go ahead and give your information one more time? I mean, again, so that way people that are listening in, they'll know how to contact you all for questions.
Yes. My name is Anna Carrillo from Premier Financial Alliance, and my phone number is 214-733-2075.
Okay. And Mercedes, for those of us out in the California area, they want to reach out to you?
Yes, yes. My name is Mercedes Cruz, and if you want to get in contact with me, go ahead and reach me at 408-896-0070. And I'm out here servicing the Bay Area and all of California.
Okay. Tui, I'm going down the line, so just go ahead and know that I'm going to ask everybody for their information and also the website. So.
Okay. Awesome. No, thank you for the opportunity, Andre.
You're quite welcome. Thank you all for, in fact, I want to say thank you all for coming, for calling in. I shouldn't say come in, calling in to take part in the show because, like, it's something that I feel that the way a lot of people are right now, they need that security, especially because of illnesses or unexpected things. So I want to make sure people understand that they have options to be covered as far as life insurance. And not, well, I should say just life insurance, but also retirement or everyday mishaps if they invest in themselves.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I do want to thank you, all three of the ladies, for calling in and taking part. I'm not going to hold you all up too much longer. I do appreciate everything. I will continue with the show with for the second half. I'll go into about the whole heart thing, give everybody an update on mine and everything else. So we'll be right back right after these short intermission message. Okay, everybody, welcome back to the second hour of This Is It, Anthony and Truth, Matters of the Heart. Now, many of you all know that last year I brought the fact that my cardiologist couldn't figure out what was really going on, but luckily it was determined a few weeks ago that my heart has actually healed, so I made a joke, but there's truth and humor. So I told him that I know her with my previous employer, so that helped. Also, with the weather being stable, that also has played a big part in me being, my heart being able to heal. So no, it's back up to working at 100%. It's no longer working at below 50, so that is actually a good thing for me. I do want people to understand that matters of the heart that sometimes we all overlook is the stress that we put on ourselves and our bodies. And when a few weeks ago, I watched a video about how over in China, people were working to kill themselves. And it makes me think about how many people in America, how many hours they put in per week doing stuff just so that way they can, you know, please their bosses or make those numbers. But the problem is that you're destroying yourself. You have to love yourself first. Your heart is, the heart of the matter is that your heart matters. And the stress that you're putting on your body, the stress of working, finances, whatever it is, it can affect your heart. A lot of people, they say that stress or is a silent killer. High blood pressure is a silent killer. I can tell you that there was, when I was first diagnosed back in 2013 about my nerve condition, or really after I had surgery on my hand in the late 2012, my heart couldn't take it. I will say that I actually did have I could tell I was having like a heart attack. I couldn't even move or anything. I felt like someone had parked the 18-wheeler on my chest. I was having a hard time breathing. Luckily, I was able to crawl to my kitchen and get some medicine, some aspirin, you know, kind of to stop the heart attack from happening. But that was like I said, over 4 years ago. The problem that, looking back, is that I wasn't taking care of myself. Yes, the surgery, all that was too much on me. I was in so much pain to where trying to be Superman as if nothing bothered me actually caused me more harm than good. Now I make sure that I'm eating right, staying away from different foods that I know that may cause inflammation. You can Google all this stuff on Google about foods that cause inflammation, how to change your diet, getting away eating gluten free, or eating more vegetables, raw vegetables, or don't use the canned foods, canned vegetables. Those are probably the worst things for you because it causes so many different things to your body that I don't think you really take a notice of. Because when you read that can, one of the words on there that has always stuck out in my mind, and that's the word preservative. Basically, I look at that as the same type of stuff that they inject into dead bodies, embalming fluid. I mean, they're preserving the dead, preserving the way they look. Well, think about the canned foods that you're eating. It's preserving that fat, preserving that cholesterol. It's your body really doesn't digest stuff like that. I've had an ex-coworker to where when I convinced him to get away from that, from eating a lot of canned foods because of the preservatives, he says that he wound up having more energy. He felt more alive. His kids weren't getting as sick as much. They had the energy. They weren't as sluggish. So there's a lot of things that you can do to change your lifestyle based upon what you eat and what you do. As I said before, the reason why I had Anna, Mercedes, and Tweed call in is because the heart, like I said, the topic, heart of the matter, is that too often we don't prepare for the future. We're so worried about the here and now. And all it takes is one thing to send you or your family into a financial tailspin. And that will cause so much stress on you and your family that sometimes, especially in the pain community, I mean, there's been divorce, marriages that have ended because someone is in pain and becomes a financial burden. That's one thing that no one wants to have to deal with or should have to deal with. I mean, you need it. I mean, it helps to sit down, go over a financial plan, even budgeting some of the stuff that in case something happens, you're covered. I mean, true enough, we never know what's going to happen from day to day. But if you have things in place or financial things in place to help you or your family or even for your parents, it makes things a lot easier because it's not that stress of how am I going to pay for this? Why didn't I save? Why didn't I do this? That's one of the things that I strongly believe. And I feel that we all have that choice and the opportunity to, you know, take part in planning for what's to come. No, we don't know what is going to come, but we can plan for, hey, in case this happens. I mean, I had a family, my daughter got in a serious car accident, and it was not her fault. She was hit by a drunk driver, which was coming home from work. Luckily, I had things in place to help cover the medical expenses. I mean, because, you know, even when you hit so much money, I mean, even with life, I mean, health insurance, you still have a dollar amount to hit. And once you hit, even if you hit that dollar amount, you still don't have to pay so much more because if the hospital is out of network, the surgeon's out of network, and if the job is out of network, I mean, there's so much that was there. That was not truly in network for my daughter. But luckily, I had made plans just because, like, never know. And the reason why I did that is because I traveled a lot, and the kind of work that I was doing, I knew it was a small possibility that I could get injured doing what I was doing. Luckily, I never got hurt on the job to where I had things in place to where, hey, it wasn't a financial stressor for me and my family. My daughter recovered. She's doing well. I mean, this was, almost 5 years ago. So, well, it was about 5 years ago. But at that time, if I hadn't made plans a few years earlier and started putting money into insurance or retirement, like Anna and Mercedes were talking about, then that would have broken my family financially. So when you think about the topic of, I mean, the show tonight and what we talk about, please understand, I mean, we all have these things that happen. But if we can prevent from having a financial disaster, bankruptcy, some things you can't get out of even if you file bankruptcy. So looking into things to help you prevent that, especially when it comes to all the medical expenses and not only medical expenses, but, you know, just the medical bills itself, or if you have children, being able to save enough money to put things aside for. I mean, even before my daughter, when she was 5 years old, I did the You Promise thing. To me, that was more of a joke than anything because, you know, every year I update all of your different credit cards, your where you go shopping at, but what they're paying out was not really that much to really, you know, help towards my daughter's education. But for me, making other arrangements helped me out in the long run. I mean, also, the heart of the matter is, the topic for tonight is that my stepdad, who we called Pops when I was growing up, he died basically from a bad heart. So it touches home to where I know firsthand how someone dying can affect the family and the finances real fast. We didn't plan on, I mean, he's in getting a pacemaker and he dies on the table. So that was not expected. It threw up my whole family for a loop. Luckily, like I said, I had things in place, you know, to help my family out. But I just look at the fact of if I didn't make those choices to be prepared, how devastating that would have been for my whole family. So, with that being said, I mean, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to the show. And just always know that the heart of the matter is that your heart, you take care of it. Take care of your family. I mean, you're never too young to have a heart attack or a stroke. There's been kids or babies that have had to have emergency heart surgery after being a few days old. So don't go with the myth that you got to be a certain age to have heart problems. Some heart conditions are hereditary. It's passed down from generation to generation. We don't know a lot of times in our own family history. It helps to know that. Talk to your family, your husband, your wife, or your teenage or college. Let them know the different things that may affect them as far as their health. And reassure them that that you have things in place, or that you're making plans to have things in place. So that way, it's not a financial burden to anyone. So, with that being said, I want to thank Anna Carrillo for calling in, Twee and Mercedes from Premier Financial. I've personally met Anna and Twee at a networking event, and I sat down with them one-on-one to, you know, get an idea of, you know, what they do and how they're able to help different people. And when I heard Anna's story, I was like, wow, I'd like her to be on this show so that way people know that, hey, this can happen. It doesn't heart attacks don't care what color, what age, what religion. Stroke or heart attack have no preference. It can strike or hit anyone at any time. Go out, be tested. If heart conditions are known in your family, get tested. Stay ahead of the game. Don't wait till something drastic happens to where then you're left holding a bag, wondering why. What could I have done to prevent this? So, with that being said, I thank everyone for tuning in and listening. I'm your host, A.M. Styles, and I thank you. Thank you.